Welcome back to another episode of the Max Term Podcast Snapshot Edition. Kyle Stitch here to talk through Lindy Ruff being hired by the Buffalo Sabres. So it certainly draws on some level of nostalgia for fans, maybe even some former players, people in the organization. And there were definitely a lot of questions about whether or not Lindy Ruff coming back to Buffalo is purely a hockey move, whether it's a good hockey move, or whether the Sabres in a record-setting playoff drought have kind of used this opportunity to try to build some goodwill, get fans excited, basically use it as a PR publicity stunt. Their GM, Kevin Adams, today had to come out and put out a statement almost immediately after the hiring of Lindy Ruff to kind of dispute that, which is kind of odd considering the press conference has not even been held to introduce the new coach yet in Buffalo. So I think it's important to talk about whether Lindy Ruff is a good hire for the Sabres or whether it is pulling on nostalgia and they're just kind of hoping to curry some favor with the fans, if you will. So I think the best way to assess whether a coach is good or not is to look at the impacts, really the metrics his teams have had. Well, he's been coaching them during mostly 5-on-5 play. So I went through to Natural Stat Trick, and I like to look at three kind of major metrics. Corsi 4 percentage, which is measuring how well a team's controlling the shots. Basically, are they taking more shots, which include shots towards goal, shots that are blocked, shots on goal, so kind of like a soccer-style shot. Are they taking more of those shots than their opponent? So that's one Corsi 4 percentage. 50% means you're breaking even. Above 50% means you're controlling the shots. Below 50% means your opponent is controlling the shots. Goals 4 percentage is second. Again, 5-on-5. And this is probably the third most important stat because this is measuring actual results, which can be influenced by goaltending, bad luck, stuff like that. You can be doing things well, but still have bad bounces, still have goals go in that you don't necessarily deserve to give up. So to kind of counter that, I prefer, and probably the number one metric that I'm going to talk about, expected goals for percentage. Expected goals for percentage is measuring how well the team is controlling the shot quality during 5-on-5 play in this situation. And again, 50% meaning both teams are taking the same kind of quality shots. Above 50% means your team's taking better quality shots, and below means your opponent is taking more quality shots. So to me, expected goals is the number one metric I think the coach can have a level of influence on, is his style, his system, if you will, that he's put in place is going to impact how well his team performs, especially as it comes to taking good shots and preventing good shots. So the question is, has Lindy Ruff's teams taken kind of controlled that metric, taking good shots, limited the quality chances his teams have given up? And the short answer is yes. So Natural Stat Trick, and really this isn't necessarily a Natural Stat Trick problem. This is an NHL problem. So I use Natural Stat Trick to pull all this data. Going back to the 2007-2008 season. So that's the first season that kind of shot quality data, so shot locations, were tracked by the NHL. So there's absolutely nothing available before then because it just wasn't tracked. So 2007-2008 was the first Sabres season where after Daniel Briere and Chris Drury, so the Sabres had went to back-to-back conference finals, one of the best teams in the league for a stretch, couple-year stretch, I guess I can say, and then had lost their two captains, their two probably best players, to unrestricted free agency. So it would have been logical that the team would have maybe seen a level of drop, and they did as far as actual results go. They didn't make the playoffs in either 2007 or 2008 seasons. But that doesn't mean that Lindy Ruff was a bad coach. His teams, so I'm not going to go year by year, but kind of going all the way back to 2007, his teams in his 5 seasons with Buffalo, 4 seasons with Dallas, and I'm going to say 3 seasons with the Devils. He coached the 4th full season. And for Buffalo, that's 4 full or 5 full seasons that I have data for. So with the Devils, he coached 3 full seasons, technically a 4th full season, but that was the COVID shortened season where he probably didn't have a ton of time to come in, implement a system, kind of practice the way he wanted. So I'm going to give him a pass on that season. So when considering the 5 seasons with Buffalo, 2007 through the 2011-2012 season, this again does not include the one where he was fired midway through. That was the lockout shortened one in 2012. 4 seasons with Dallas, 3 seasons with the Devils. Lindy Ruff's teams have had an expected goals for percentage below 50% exactly twice. His last season, his last full season in Buffalo, and his last season in Dallas. So it's pretty clear that maybe his message started to get lost at that point, in that the players maybe started tuning him out, and the results do show that. So he has sustained a high level of success for 12 seasons in the NHL. That's incredibly impressive. I think one of the knocks on maybe the hire is his recent kind of tenure in New Jersey. Was his recent tenure in New Jersey propped up a little bit by Andrew Brunette being his assistant coach during the 2022-2023 season? I think a little bit, but again, looking at his expected goals percentages, the team was definitely better last season, and they definitely took a step back this season. But I think it's fair to question whether that was entirely a coaching issue or if it was, injuries after injuries, among other things that I'm not going to necessarily dive into in this episode. So was it a Andrew Brunette thing, bump? I think it's possible that having Andrew Brunette on his coaching staff in 2022 did help. But the Devils, again, had 2 other seasons where they were an above 50% expected goals for team. The Dallas Stars, in his first 3 seasons, were above 50% in expected goals. The Buffalo Sabres were 4 seasons where his team was above 50% in expected goals percentage. Those are just solid quality results. And looking kind of where his teams ranked as far as expected goals 5-on-5 goes across his kind of tenures, almost every single season he is in the above 50 percentile in the league. So there were 2 times with the Sabres where he ranked below the midpoint of teams, so 15th or worse, and one of those times he was right there. The other was the last full season he coached in Buffalo. Dallas, same thing. He was pretty much in the top 15, top 10 really consistently until the season that his last full season coaching with the team. The Devils, again, in the top 15 every single time. Those are good results. So I think it's fair to question whether there is a level of nostalgia, kind of PR to Lindy Ruff being hired. But ultimately, when I look at some of these numbers, his 5-on-5 numbers, especially coaching his hockey teams, they're phenomenal. I think that he was probably one of the three best coaching options available. Does that mean that he is the best coach in the NHL? No, absolutely not. I think there are definitely better coaches than him. But the issue is those are the coaches that are going to already locked up by teams. Rod Brind'Amour was a name that was thrown around a little bit with the Sabres. He's going to have an extension if he doesn't already have an extension in Carolina. Sure, would he be an upgrade? Absolutely, but it just wasn't possible. So when you kind of look at whose names were out there, I've looked at a lot of kind of 5-on-5 numbers going back multiple years at this point. I would put Lindy Ruff right up there with two other names that I think you can make an argument for. Todd McClellan would have been an interesting name for the Sabres to potentially look at, but McClellan's coached his entire career pretty much on the West Coast. I'm not sure how realistic of a hire that would have been for the Sabres just from a lifestyle kind of fit. I'm not sure he's moving all the way to the East after coaching for like 20 years out West. And then the other coach that I think might have been an interesting idea is Bruce Boudreau. Boudreau's teams historically have been very, very strong 5-on-5. His last stint in Vancouver wasn't so great, so maybe that's a little bit of a knock against him. One name I think fans of the Sabres media was kind of pushing as a potential idea for the Sabres was Craig Berube. And Craig Berube has won a Stanley Cup, so that's more than Lindy Ruff can say as a coach. But outside of that one playoff run where he kind of rode the back of a hot goalie in Jordan Binnington, I'm not convinced that he's really that good of a coach. Again, hanging my hat a little bit, maybe too much on expected goals, but I think that's the best metric we have to measure how kind of quality a team's performing and really how effective a team's coach's system style is working. Craig Berube's teams the last couple of years have ranked very much towards the bottom of the league. He just hasn't had like good results by any means. His past three seasons, his team has not ranked above 23 in the NHL in expected goals for percentage. That's just not good, and it means that it's basically pointing to sustainability for success is just not going to be there. So Craig Berube, I don't think was a good idea looking more at the numbers. I had at one point talked myself into the idea of Craig Berube being a good fit, just I think narrative-wise, because again, he was a Stanley Cup winning coach, seeming a good communicator, gets his players to play hard, but just diving into those numbers, I don't know. I don't think that would have been a great idea at all. I mean, I think we forget as well, he was a very unsuccessful coach in Philadelphia before making his way to St. Louis. So again, it's really that one cup run that his legacy is tied to. And I mean, that's great, but for a team that needs some consistency, needs to elevate their overall play, I'd lean toward Tyron Coach, who has demonstrated consistency in their entire career. And again, I think Lindy Ruff is probably one of the best options that was going to be available to do that. I'll bring it back to, yes, Bruce Boudreau would have been a good idea. Todd McClellan could have been a good idea, but I'm not sure that he, again, fits. So I think Buffalo probably did about as well as they were going to do. And you can't And you also can't ignore the fact that I don't know how attractive of a job opening that would have been. They have a lot of young pieces. They have talent coming up. But at the same point, they have not made the playoffs in a long time. And the pressure's on the coach. The GM may or may not be there much longer, depending on how things go. So if a veteran coach was coming in looking for a stable, good situation, I'm not sure that that would have necessarily been overly true of Buffalo and would have been overly attractive either. So to me, the team did about as well as they could. I do have one big concern, and that's mostly related to the same concern that the Sabres had this past year, and that's special teams, namely the power play. So that's not necessarily on the head coach, but someone on the coaching staff, which is probably going to be someone from the outside, is going to need to come in to really make a mark on the power play. The Devils, for as much talent as they have, especially as it should come to generating offense on the power play, were really only good the year Andrew Brunette was their assistant coach. So if you want to point to a negative on Lindy Ruff, you want to point to, oh, Andrew Brunette should get more credit, it really to me is more to do with the power play. Yes, they had a tick up in expected goals for percentage the year Brunette was there, but Brunette's kind of fingerprints were on the power play. And that you can see the starkest change from the 2 years he was not there to the 1 year he was there. So Lindy Ruff's first priority has to be find a coach to specialize and run your power play. If that can happen, and there's no reason to doubt with the talent the Sabres should have on the ice, this can work. And this is probably, again, I've said it many times, about the best the Buffalo Sabres can do. If you had looked at Lindy Ruff's resume in kind of a blind vacuum, taking out the fact that he has the history he does with the team, he would have been a home run hire. The only reason that I think there's questions is because of the questions about, is this a PR? Is this a nostalgia? Is this a publicity type thing? Hoping to make good with the fans. Because the last time the Sabres made that type of hire, it was right before their kind of tank when they went and hired Ted Nolan to bring back credibility, bring back the nostalgia factor, stuff like that. And I think it's fair that the fans can have that question, but when you kind of look in the numbers, the deep dive, Lindy Ruff is absolutely a good hire. And I think that's where I'll leave it in this episode. So I appreciate you listening, tuning in to Max Term, what we're calling these snapshots. Give us a follow on X at AFP Analytics is where a lot of our content is posted. Max Term Pod can also be found on Twitter as well as every single major podcast platform. And James or I will talk to you next time.